What that means is that there will be hypnosis. I'm going to be doing hypnosis, so I don't want anyone to think that that's not happening. Will be happening, and here we go. So today we're just going to do a couple things that are designed to help people feel good, because there's a lot of stuff going on in this world right now that's kind of shitty. So what can we do about that? Well, first of all, I'd like you guys just to take a nice deep breath in and let it go. And as you let it go ahead and feel your body kind of getting into a really comfortable position for you. Whatever that means. And as you find yourself in that really comfortable position, you can know that it's just simple to allow your unconscious mind to do its very best. To let go of everything else and to simply listen to the sound of my voice. If you hear the iguana moving around or scratching, you can just know that it's okay. You can hear her and she's okay, and you can hear me and I'm okay, and you guys can be okay too. So you might be able to simply find yourself dropping down at deep sleep or something similar. But whatever works for you to find yourself getting easily and effortlessly entranced, notice that you can find yourself doing that now. Your brain has already been there before. It likes being in that state. It understands how beneficial it is for you. So you can drop down really easily and really effortlessly and just go there now. And as you find yourself there, I'd like you to think about a couple things. I'd like you to first think about, and this is something some of you may have heard me say, but I'd like you to think about how there are only so many things in this world that we actually have control over. And that usually amounts to about 15% of the things that people who worry about. So there's 85% of the things that are going on in this world around us that we have absolutely no control over and that we can't do anything about. And that's what other people think, what other people do, the things that are just going on in the world around us, the weather, what time the sun will rise, things like that. But what we can control is how we feel about everything that's going on, how we feel about the things that are happening to us, and what we can do in our own little world to make everything better. So, for example, I'm concerned about a bunch of things right now, and one of the things that I'm concerned about is what am I going to do with myself over the next couple of years? So, especially right now, there's all sorts of things going on. And I have friends that are going through multiple choice decisions that they have to make right now. They're really the only ones that can do it, and that's all right. But they have to make a choice, and they have to make the best choice. And that's a hard thing to say because how do we know that the best choice today is going to be the best choice tomorrow? You don't. So what you do is you make a short-term best choice for today, and then tomorrow you reevaluate and you decide if you need to adjust that or not, and if you need to adjust it, you do. But how can we feel better about ourselves? One thing that I like to use on a regular basis to allow people to calm themselves down is I tell them to grab a clementine or a ball of paper and to toss it back between one hand to the other for about 30 seconds. And when you toss it back and forth, look from one hand to the other, back to the hand, back to the hand. When you do this, you engage the logical part of your brain. Usually, when people are in a very uptight state or a very emotional, heightened state, the emotional part of their brain has swamped any logical part of them that could allow them to come to some decision on their own about what making a good decision right now would look like. So whether or not you actually have an orange or a piece of paper that you can crumple up into a ball, you can imagine that you're doing that. You can imagine you've got something in your hand, you're just going to toss it from one hand to the other, watching the arc of it as it goes from one hand to the other with your head and your eyes, just for about 30 seconds. As you imagine yourself doing that, going back and forth from left to right, right to left, for about 30 seconds over and over, following that with your eyes and your head, as you re-engage the logical part of your brain, as the part of you that was very emotional begins to calm down just a little bit, you can notice that when you do that, the best idea that you have for allowing yourself to make a good decision, the best idea you have for allowing yourself to feel better once that's over, those things can simply pop into your mind. And as those thoughts simply pop into your mind, you can hold on to how good it feels to know that you've done a thing. A lot of times people get stuck on having done nothing. But in this instance, you've done quite a few things. The first is that you've calmed yourself down. You've re-engaged the logical part of your mind. And you've made a decision, or perhaps even two. As you find yourself having made that decision or two, the next thing you can find yourself doing is acting upon it. It can get really easy to just act upon that, as your brain understands that that is the thing that is going to help keep allowing you to feel good, even if you only do it for today, and if for tomorrow you find yourself realizing that another choice is better, that's totally fine. So go ahead and keep sliding and sinking down more and more deeply while your brain thinks about what that's like to let go a little bit, to re-engage the logical part of your brain, to make a good decision, and to let yourself feel better because you made a good decision. The best decision you could make at the time. Our unconscious minds always want to make the best decisions for us at any given moment. Even if we think at some later point in time that it wasn't a very good decision, it doesn't matter. Our brains make the best decision for us at the time that it knows how to do. We can change our ability for our brain to make different decisions. Our brains get stuck in, well, not really ruts, but I like to call them superhighways. We build a superhighway when we do a thing over and over and over again, and it becomes a thing that we do without thinking about it. I often use tying a shoe, but that could be a thing like being anxious. That could be a thing like not being kind to ourselves. That could be a thing like just being angry at nothing. We've built a response that for us was helpful at one time, and we've done it so often that our brain defaults to that action, whether or not it's helpful for us. So today, let's try and get rid of something that we do that isn't helpful for us. I'd like you to find yourself thinking about a thing that you do that isn't helpful for you, no matter what that is. And as you find yourself thinking about a thing that you do that isn't helpful for you, I'm going to ask you to go in and ask your body, to ask your mind, however you get a response is totally acceptable, to talk to the part that controls the thing that you wish you didn't do. And that could be as literal as, hey, can I talk to the part that keeps me angry? And wait until you get a response. So for some people, it's going to be a very loud verbal yes. For some people, it's going to be a physical sensation somewhere in their body. Now, I didn't expect it, but I think I got one of those in my stomach. I don't often talk to my body in that same way that I ask a lot of my clients to. So I think I got one in me. So when you think you got a response, and you want to make sure, the next thing to do is to say, hey body, hey part, can you just make that sensation stronger, letting me know that that was in fact you saying yes to me? And wait and notice what you get. If it was that part, fantastic. We're going to now have you ask that part if it would be willing to do something different. So being angry, for example, is a really interesting thing because it gives us a lot of different sensations. It gives us a flushed body often. It gives us tensed muscles. It might give us a surge of adrenaline. So the part that's responsible for whatever it is that you're doing has actions that it performs. And you might be able to figure out what those are. Like for some people, it might be, you know, their head drops down or their body caves in. For some people, it might be that they can't make eye contact. It might be that they get cold. It might be that their stomach feels like butterflies or something, some other part of them feels something. Whatever it is that your body response is, and you may not even specifically know it, but if you do know it, go ahead and think about those things. So ask the part of you that's responsible for doing the thing that you wish you didn't, if it would simply change to do something different, which is to say, instead of, say for me, getting a flush of, I guess that was anger in my stomach, if it would instead just sort of give me a nice calming, cool sensation in my stomach instead, the next time I might find myself feeling angry. And then ask it if it would do that sensation as a yes response to you and notice what you get. And as you do that, and as you notice what response you get, allow your brain to allow your body to just feel a little bit better. Thank your unconscious mind for doing this change. All of our parts are useful, even the parts that we don't necessarily understand why they're doing a thing. They've done a thing because long ago, for most of us, we trained them to do a thing. And those parts need something to do. So you can't just ask a part to stop doing a thing without figuring out what else it can do. Sometimes a part needs to, you need to talk about why a part is doing a thing or what that part is getting out of doing a thing. But for some people, that much verbal response can be really challenging. So it's easier just to ask a body to do a thing or ask a mind to do a thing to get a yes response and to ask if it's willing to do that. If your brain isn't willing to do a thing right now, it might be because it feels that you still need that part or that it's not trusting the process in some way that it will actually have an effect, which is okay, especially if this is the first time that you've ever listened to my voice. Your brain may be going, I don't know who you are and I don't want to fuck anything up. And that's totally acceptable. So please just give yourself congratulations for going through the process, even if you got the answer, no, I don't want to make any changes. And to be clear, a no answer would be no response at all. Now, one of the interesting things about hypnosis is that often people are very out of touch with what their body is doing. So some people don't even know they're in trance when they are. Some people have no idea what that feeling of trance is for them. Some people are not aware when their body talks to them, even when they're not in trance, when their body's trying to give them some information about something. We've gotten so used to just ignoring things, you know, oh, I'm not sick, I'm fine, or, you know, everything's okay. And often everything is okay. But when things are not okay and we start to ignore our body, even when it's telling us certain things, our body is learning that it doesn't want us to pay attention, so it just stops making those things as obvious to us. So one of the things that we do here, we allow ourselves to become more and more attuned to our own body, and as we become more and more tuned to our own body, as we pay attention to ourselves, as we take in those signals, we can act responsibly on them. And I don't know what that means for you, because everyone's different and the responses that you get are not going to be like anybody else. But that's okay. Just hold on to how nice it is to know that you are in the process of paying more attention to yourself. And because you're paying more attention to yourself, you're going to notice that your mind becomes a little more responsive and your body becomes a little more responsive. As your mind and your body become a little bit more responsive, feel how nice that is to just let go. Feel how nice that is to just drop down deeper. Feel how nice that is to accept that you are becoming better and better at doing a thing, even if you didn't get it the first time. The first time you tried to tie your shoe, it may have ended in disaster. I don't know. It was so long ago for most of you, all of you, that if you don't remember anything about it, that is all right. So hold on to your new abilities, your ability to calm yourself down by engaging the logical part of your brain, by tossing something back and forth, or even tossing nothing back and forth until for about 30 seconds, until you can feel a different response. Feel how nice it is to allow your body, your mind, to have changed a response from one thing to another more useful thing for you. Now, sometimes you do literally have to make a bargain with the parts, and you have to say something along the lines of, especially if you get a no, if you do this thing for a short period of time, 5 or 10 minutes even, and you realize that you're better off with it, will you keep doing it? Then you're more likely to get a yes response from a part if you had previously gotten a no response. So just hold that in your mind. And as you find yourself in that state of holding these things into your brain, of understanding how useful that can be for you, and at doing yourself a favor and remembering to use them automatically when you need to, on the count of five, as you find yourself coming up feeling remarkable, notice that you can let go of any concerns that you had before we started, that your brain can know that you didn't need them while I was talking, and that you don't need to have them when we're done. That your brain can feel really, really great about you simply realizing that you can get rid of a thing that you don't need by transforming it into something else that's useful for you. And we can do more on this as the week goes by, but we can do more on this and hold on to what that's like so that you can find yourself feeling better and better and better over the course of time, giving your unconscious mind time to implement each and every one of these things and allowing yourself to feel so much better. And let that feeling of how much better you can feel just permeate every single cell, every single fiber of your being. Notice that it may almost feel as though my voice has reached into your body, into your brain, and just pulled out stress and pulled out tension in a way that lets you feel better and better and better. Wide awake on five now. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, wide awake.